headache.
That's what I did today. I got fucked up. I got dragged into a baby girl party.
Ooh.
And it was in the fucking financial district in New York. So like,
Jesus Christ,
the worst people on earth.
Yeah.
Just the worst people on earth.
Yeah, that's like District 1 from the Hunger Games.
It's
dude.
The dumbest fucking group of people. Like, we went to this party, her friend's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
So she wasn't really friends with these people. These were her friend's friends from New York. They were all young.
Ah, fuck.
Dude, anybody that moves to New York when you're real young or is from New York is a fucking idiot.
Yeah. I'll stand
like
that.
Everybody I've met.
Yeah, for sure.
That's either born in Manhattan or moved there.
I can't imagine.
You move there young, like after high school, you are such a fucking arrogant dickhead.
I can't that imagine attitude, being born in Manhattan.
No, I can't either. You met the Whack Off King, right?
I think so. That dude actually is sick. I met him.
He's cool.
That guy's cool as fuck.
Yeah. Him and his friends
that's
are
true.
Cool, but the... Those people, like, dude, the one I walked in and there was this dude standing there. He was like tall, blonde hair, jacked dude, like fit.
Just like an Adonis.
He looks like one of those dudes from The Social Network.
I never saw that.
The Winklevoss twins or whatever.
Okay, I know you're talking about. It's hot as fuck.
He, Armie Hammer. You know that guy?
I do actually.
He
like, I do
kind
know
of
Armie
just
Hammer.
Reminded me because the kid, he did rowing at Yale.
It's hot.
No, he was the biggest fucking clown ever, dude. I walk in, him and his friends are like splitting one Modelo. And I was just like, dude.
Why are they doing that?
I guess they were out of booze, but it was like.
Was this a house?
This was a girl's apartment. I went to the girl's apartment. And
why
then we
does
went
a young
a
girl have an apartment in Manhattan is the question.
Yeah. Good question.
Yeah.
But.
Should have stormed it.
These people suck, dude. I like walked up to them. I was standing there.
How old were they?
They're all like 23. 22,
23. That's why they suck.
Oh, my God, dude. It was insane. It was insane.
They're also, you're dealing with people who, like, are standing. There's, like, the mist of, like, potential experience, and they're standing outside of it, like, life is going to be so sick, and you've already been through the mist. Now you went back through it, and you're like, no, it's not.
Yeah, I was standing there like, what are you saying? What are you going to do with your life? No, you're not, dude. You're a loser.
Yeah, dude.
Like, get ready, man, because your little fucking hot guy attitude fucking sucks, and no one's going to like you.
No, dude.
Eventually, I started talking to him. Because the first couple times I tried to talk to these people, they were all like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, what's up, man? I'm Shane. They're like, oh, hi. I'd be like, what's your name? Like, I was very confrontational. I went in there like, who are you? Why would you act like that?
Yeah, of course.
But I was like, yeah, what do you do? And he was like, I do that. I work for an investment. I'm like, oh, cool, man.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Nice, dude.
Like, yo, you want to see this picture of me and Joe Rogan from earlier today?
Damn, dude, what'd they say?
They're like, whoa.
What?
Yeah, but we went to this bar that was like a...
That's such a sick move, too.
Bulgarian... I don't know. It was fucking...
You went to a Bulgarian bar?
Yeah, and like the basement was like a fucking techno pit.
Ew,
it was like a bar that... And then you went downstairs again, and it was just like a dance floor with like stripper poles.
What was it? Like just like guys wearing like Mexican jeans and like a blade layer?
Yeah. It was fucking insane.
What the fuck?
And they were all... All the girls were dancing. I just stood at the bar like...
Yeah.
You just stood told at the... baby girl. I was like, go do whatever. Go have fun, dude. This is...
I'm going to stand near these guys with, like, no shirts on and jean shorts, whatever the
like
fuck
the
happens. It's
like the bathhouse in fucking John Wick. I'm just standing there like, what the fuck is this?
That fucking sucks.
But, yeah, got a couple drinks in, got out on the dance floor.
Did you really hit it up?
No, I couldn't. I can't. I just stood there like, hey.
At least you're in a Bulgarian bar.
Yeah.
When I go out
with... Or Romanian. Brittany, it was Romanian. Not that there's a difference.
Same fucking thing.
Yeah.
When I go out with Brittany, it's like... I'll be a lot of times in like mostly black environments dancing, and I always just feel like I'm not ready for it, dude. I've tried to explain this to her.
Oh, I mean a black environment dancing?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I'm always like, dude, no. I'm not ready to step up, dude.
No. I can't step up to the street.
I can't. I know. I'm like, I'm not ready. And then what's weird too is like, so we'll go out and it'll be, you know, it all depends. Like, you know, sometimes we'll hang out with like white friends, mixed company. Sometimes it's like this couple was just black. And then we went on Halloween weekend, and we went to one place, and it's just all young, like 23-year-old, 24, white kids. And then you watch them in action, I'm like, God, I don't feel comfortable around this at all,
dude. I can't explain how much they
suck. I don't understand, like, the whole, like, how every action of theirs has to be completely ironic at all times. Yeah. And then, like, I'm watching that, and I'm like, and I'm watching them watch that, and I'm like, oh, this is weird. Then we go to, like, I guess the place we went to was, like, half and half, but I was just sitting there just like, fuck, dude, now I got to step up to the streets, dude. I'm like, fuck, I don't. I was telling Brittany that the other day. I was just like, she went to a Jamaican party. She was like, yeah, it was just weird. Like, I felt like I was, like a European around, like a tribal thing where I was like, I'm sorry, I don't understand. I'm like, welcome to my fucking world. She's like, we're around white people most of the time. I'm like, I don't feel comfortable around them either, dude.
Yeah.
I don't like anyone.
Dude, and I was walking around with baby girl wearing like a fucking short skirt. So literally every single dude we walked by was staring at her as hard as they possibly could.
Fuck, man.
And I'm like, I would stare at them. I'd be like, what the fuck, dude?
Exactly.
What's going on, man?
I'm going to fuck you. I'll fuck you right now.
I'll fuck you, dude. You want to come?
Fucking you suck your dick,
is that what you want?
Dude.
You want to come? You're looking at my girlfriend. Are you trying to come, dude? I'll fucking yank your dick right here, dude.
Dude, I might have hit the absolute pinnacle of jealousy the other day in Target.
Really?
Yeah. She pointed. Some dude walked by and she went, oh, my God. And I was like, what? She was like, nothing. I was like, fucking what?
Oh, fuck that.
She goes, he just looks exactly like my ex-boyfriend. This dude was fucked, dude. It was this big fucking, like, Polak Russian looking, just jacked. And I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, I was like, whatever. I was like, I gotta get milk anyway. I'll meet you back over. And I'll know, dude, I fucking walked through the aisles and I'm just like staring at this dude, total stranger. I'm just staring him down like, you think you're fucking cool, huh? This dude's probably looking at me like, why do we have a problem, dude? It wasn't even her ex, but it was just some dude who looked like him. And I was just walking like, think you're fucking better than me, bro? I'll fucking kill you right now, dude. I'll fucking kill you for looking like her fucking ex-boyfriend, dude.
Yeah, that's
motherfucker. And the whole time I'm like, he's pretty fucking big. And I'm like, damn, was her ex-boyfriend that fucking big? And I was just like, I could fuck that guy up. I grabbed my almond milk, coconut milk blend. I'm like, fuck this guy, dude. I'm out of here.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, dude.
The jealousy thing.
I mean,
I'll never get over it. I don't know. I mean, I'm working on it right now. Like, I'm kind of at a point in this relationship where I'm.
It's hard because I can get over it, but that just means I don't give a fuck.
Exactly. So that's a weird spot to be in. It's like, all right, so if you and me are going to act this way, that just means I don't give a fuck, like,
I know.
Intensely. Well, like, I still care, but, like...
It's hard to separate that thing.
It's
dude,
tough.
I was arguing my girlfriend about some bullshit today, where she went out last night to, like, a party, and I was like, she left, like, late as fuck, so
she's
like,
going to listen to that, and we're going to break up because of that.
Why?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Oh, because about not...
That comment is going to be a fight. Well, I just built a fight for myself in 2 days.
No, it's a real... Yeah, you just said...
In
you
2 days,
fucking...
I'll be eating lunch, and I'll get a text that's like, what?
You don't care?
Yeah.
Dude, well, that's... So, she went out to a party, and she was like, yeah, it was just like... She was explaining it. She was like, it was just like I couldn't understand what people were saying, because everyone's speaking patois and blah, blah, blah. And, like, people try to dance me, like, no, no, no. And I'm like, well, that's universal. Like, you don't need to speak the language to, like, be like, no. And people know what's going on.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. But, like... Her whole point was like, it was just, I felt weird. I've never felt out of place in a thing. And I was like, wait, so people were dancing with you? Like, she's like, no, I didn't let anyone dance. I'm like, well, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, dude, it was like.
She probably did. That's how I always think, too.
That's how I think. She's like, because she was like, yeah, well, my roommate was, or my her old roommate was like, wait, were you dancing with that guy? And I was like, wait, were you? She's like, no, I'm saying that. I was like, get off me, leave me alone. I'm like, you fucking lying, motherfucker, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
and I was
fucking
then when
lying,
I'm like, whatever, I just won't care. And I'm like, I won't care about anything. And I've also been studying, I've been reading the Tao Te Ching, the sacred text of Taoism, dude. And you're supposed to completely, I want to be a sage, where you just completely cut yourself off. And you're just like, you just walk around. I've been trying to do it for the last 2 days. It's kind of mind-bending. Try to always stay in the present moment, which sounds like kind of cliched.
No.
But you literally, like, empty your mind, and just all you do is you just chill, 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 and you don't think about anything or do anything till the moment of action calls
for
it.
So, you're retarded.
No, because here's
the
thing.
So, you're a retarded guy.
No, I'm telling
it's
you.
It's just like, I'm in this room now. I've only ever been in this room.
No, it's not even that. I mean, dude.
I know.
The doubt is fucking...
The downs, dude.
The downs.
The downs.
The downs, they change. It's really hard to do. And then you'd have to just, like, the whole time, like, you never let your... It's funny because, like, how much you get anxiety from, like, your brain will start thinking about stuff in the future, stuff in the past. And you're like, and I'll catch myself, like, and then you're just like, all right, chill out. You jump back out of it, and you're like, man, this is really relaxing. I really don't have anything to worry about. And you're just walking around until the moment something pops off, you're ready for action right away, dude. So it's like
not just air karate chops, by the way.
See, I've been studying, so I've been like, I don't know how to do the Tao about this. I'm so fucking mad at her. She's such a fucking bitch.
Yeah, so that's like, I think that's very just instinctive. That's all that is.
Yeah.
You're not insecure. I mean, I've had to come to terms with it a couple times with, I mean, a baby girl, that's...
But, dude, so when I get in my... Yeah. When I get in my down mode and, like, my fucking babe is acting up, when I'm in the mode, it's funny because I'll, like, my girlfriend will be like, meh, 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 and then I get, like, I get in this thing, like, what the fuck's the problem? Now, like, yeah. I'm in this weird space where I'm like, why are you always mad all the time? Yeah. But I just watch her from almost from like a. I'll be right next to her, but it feels like from a distance. And she'll be like, and I sit there and just go, I'll be like, okay, well, what do you want to do? And dude, it's like, it's kryptonite for babes.
I just did it.
It kills him, dude.
Just did it.
Kills him.
In the car.
Yeah, I'm talking about like next to like sitting next.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although she hung up on me today, and I was like, called her right back. Like, did you just fucking hang up on me? Apologize. But yeah, the Dude, it's weird.
Apologize. I texted apologize. And I was like, what kind of fucking pussy am I, dude? I know. What am I demanding apologies?
But dude, it was so funny. Like, we will go to the gym and she'll always do this shit where she gets a little fucking, she doesn't want to go to the gym. She gets anxious or whatever. So I get that. But usually I'd be like, you just got to face your fears and blah, blah, blah. Now I'm just like, all right, if you don't want to go, we won't go. And instantly she's like, no, we'll go. And I'm like, okay, that's all I had to fucking do.
Yeah.
You can't let anxiety rule your life. And she's like, shut up. And I'm like, fuck. I'm just trying to help.